Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? You already know what it is. You're now rocking with none other than me, Genuine, and also Sharazad Carter and Switchblade Carter, aka Sweeter Carter. And you're now rocking with the True Team. Tonight we got a jam-packed show. And we're going to be having a beautiful interview with none other than Cold Black Movement's own, The One Chemist, talking about his new project, while debuting two new bangers from him. And also, we're going to be talking about Beyoncé's Lemonade visual album that came out on Saturday at 9 o'clock on HBO. And we're going to dig into some of the lyrics and to find out, you know, what do you think about it right now, for real? And so, we're going to debut a song for me as well. And it's actually off of my album that's going on right now. And it is called none other than Pain and Happiness Through Melody and Feelings Too. You can get it off of Dat Piff, and you can also get it exclusively off of audiomac.com. So in a few seconds, we're going to be joined in the studio with none other than Chemist. Okay? Now, I don't know who didn't see the Beyoncé movie that she did or whatever called Lemonade, which was her visual album to her album Lemonade. And I want everybody who saw it to call in and tell me what you thought about the content of it, and also what did you feel. You know, how did you feel about it? And do you think that it was actually totally true about what she was talking about? Okay. And I'm telling you, I have some pretty interesting things to say about it because, first of all, I loved it. Okay. I really loved it. At the same time, I do believe that, I don't know if it was her trying to tell us what was really going on in her relationship, or was it her trying to, you know, dispel the rumors that has been circling around right now as we speak. You know, and I'm looking at it as, I don't know if this is what she wanted us to do. At the same time, visually, it was something stunning. I can't even lie about that. I mean, it was something that was absolutely beautiful. But it was heart-wrenching to watch, too, because anybody who has ever been in love or ever had, you know, their heart broken into two pieces or whatever can understand where she's coming from with that, you know? But I'm glad that what she did was she kept it completely, you know, on wax. You know, I don't know what fights ensued behind the scenes or what have you, but at least from what I'm seeing so far, I see that she was definitely trying to keep it, you know, where it needed to be. You know, like I said, I don't know if she told him actually, like, hey, F you and all sort of stuff, because she could have. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to figure out, you know, what part of it is blurred and which part of it is actually, you know, real. What part of it actually happened. So I don't know. But I will give her credit for taking the time out to really bring what she was going through. If that's what she was going through, I'm glad that she brought it to the forefront, because then it made me feel like what she was going through was finally something real, you know? So, and that's what it is for real. Also, I want to say something to the people that are out there that's doing music. You know, I know that I haven't used my, you know, my platform always in the right way or whatever, but, you know, I'm getting to a place where now I could speak those positive words of encouragement and speak those educational tunes that maybe other people couldn't speak, whatever. So here's one of them, and this is right off of my brand new album. It's called Pain and Happiness Through Melody and Feelings 2. Go pick it up on DadPiff, and you can also stream and download it exclusively on audiomac.com. This is Freedom right here. Let's go.
I can feel the power of freedom, the power of freedom, yeah. I can feel the power of freedom, the power of freedom, love, yeah. Hey teacher, so glad to meet ya. But I wonder if you was here to reach us. I grew up on the other side, where they told us that we was never supposed to ride. We were supposed to be slaves, not kings. So I don't understand what the textbooks even mean. I read something right here that said John Hanson was the first president, yeah? And he was said there in 1782. And what about George Washington too? It said that George Washington too and Congress was the one that voted him in too. And he was the one that gave us everything that we needed right here to survive. He was the one told us that we're supposed to celebrate Thanksgiving. Now I don't understand why we just lie. So why don't we hear about the first 7 presidents of the United States and who they didn't work well? I guess that they was individual states with power and another degree as well. New presidents, new doctrines, written in the Constitution. And he was right there when we signed the Declaration of Independence. Oh, well. I can feel
it.
The power of freedom. The power of freedom. The power of freedom, the power of freedom.
I bet you didn't know, from the area of 1865 to 1877, a lot of 2,000 African American men held political offices and they paraded them. But by the time the 1900s, African American public officials was virtually non-existent. Now ain't that some ish?
Everybody
wanna celebrate Lincoln, like that's right. Man, he believed that black shit had the same as when, even though the Civil War was met with the finest fee, emancipation was nothing but policy. And did not go into the textbooks and turn the page. Did Emancipation Proclamation did actually free all the slaves? The Republicans have been so easy to persuade, especially 1860 when they were talking about the slaves. And now in 2016, we're right back to all the bigotry. Hey, Mr. Donald Trump, I guess that you are the new Abraham Lincoln. Except you're not trying to free the slaves. All you trying to do is throw a little dirt on your name. But long as we wait, we are right. But we black, that's sad. It's a cat. Black on black, that's a fool.
I can feel the power of freedom. The power of freedom.
All right, guys, that right there was off of my brand new album right there, and it's called Pain and Happiness 2. Look it up right here off of Audio Mac and off of Dad Piff. Right now, we're joining the studio with none other than Swiss Wright.
What's going on, y'all? How you doing?
What's up? So listen, we're going to get into one more song right now while we're waiting for Kim's to call in or whatever. You know, we got to do this big or whatever. So I got it. I had a couple times me working with him, but one of the ones that I liked the most, me working with him, was a song that had that real New York swag or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And since we're talking about swag, let's give it up for Beyonce for Lemonade. I think it was a very stunning performance on everything. It was weird. It was dark. It was gritty. But it's Beyonce. Not the new Beyonce, but Beyonce. Let's get into Do What You Do, featuring The One Chemist and Skola J. Banks.
Yeah. TMEP. Jen. Team of One.
Ain't nothing wrong with the whole damn team. Haters want to get mad, but you feel it in his spleen. Y'all trying to read what the chapter had changed. Now you begging for brothers for a little bit of change. Time to get it started, bring the Bacardi. Get the crew together, we about to have a party. Hands in the air like you really don't care. Drinks all up in the air, team of one everywhere. I don't know about y'all, but the game on lock. Treat like us, but you know we won't stop. Swag on the million, big nigga killing it. OJ Phil Spector, yeah, but nigga killing it. Feeling so bossy, motherfucker Cosby. Buying out the bar, I'm a superstar. Team of one thing, yeah, y'all do your law. TMEP already on Mars.
Don't worry about us, do what you do. Don't worry about the team, do what you do. So what my people want, do what you do. So what we bring you to some, do what you do. You wanna be a lame man, do what you do. You wanna keep on hating, do what you do. Keep on shitting on it, do what you do. And while you girls do us, do what you do.
Young nigga, why you gotta hate? Cause young Skull on the fucking paper chase. Nigga got money, Mr. Bill Gates. Young real nigga, don't fuck with the fake. I do what I do, nigga, stay true. And this is why they get in my mind so polluted. Tick, I execute any beat. Bang, bang, nigga, y'all better go retreat. I eat beef, savor that shit. And I don't need a kid, bitch, I flavor that bitch. Your man over there, hating and shit. Bang, gang, niggas ain't taking that shit, I stay true, true to the realest. I don't even care, feel like I'm the illest. I pass this shit to chemist. I knock this beat up, nigga, like I'm Lennox.
Don't worry about us, do what you do. Don't worry about the team, do what you do. So what my people want, do what you do. So what we bring you to some, do what you do. You wanna be a lame nigga, do what you do. You wanna keep on hating, do what you do. Keep on shitting on it, do what you do. And while you girls do us,
I got the game on fire, can you feel the desire? Me, I got the peace, are they gonna reach a hungry tiger? Psycho, I'm a microphone, Michelangelo, my cologne so right, so nice, I recite a poem. Cyclone, squeeze like a python, tell your wife, yeah, tonight she can leave the lights on. I threw rice at your wedding, look right at your lady, whisper, baby, where we heading? Fresher than a stick on, look on, I'm impressing. Worry about the one, well, you should worry about your weapon. Got me on my disco, beat your girl like the tempo. Niggas gassed up, what up, homie, you sicko. Speak like a G, my G, get your street on. Tell a girl who loves girls, get your eat on. Team of One Records, Cold Black, what we be on. Do what you do, but my swag, I gotta speak on.
Don't worry about us, do what you do. Don't worry about the team, do what you do. So what my people want, do what you do. So what we bring you to stuff, do what you do. You wanna be a lame nigga, do what you do. You wanna keep on hating, do what you do. Keep on shitting on it, do what you do. And while your girl do it, do what you do.
That right there was Do What You Do.
Yep.
Yes, sir. All right, so we're still waiting for Kim's to call in right now. The dude is busy, so, you know, sometimes it doesn't happen that way or whatever. But, yeah, so I wanted to figure out about the topic that we was going to talk about or whatever, right? And something that I seen earlier today made me go, what? You know, and I mean, it had to be good, that good for me to have to jot it down. So a woman, this happened. A woman stabbed her husband to death because he wouldn't eat her ass.
Yep. She did.
How about that, ladies and gentlemen? And that's what it said. It says Jones grabbed a kitchen knife and drove to her husband's girlfriend's home. But why? Because the husband stopped eating her ass and got a new woman. Once in the apartment, LaToya stabbed her husband, Jamel, to death. Once police arrived and rushed to the hospital, they couldn't survive the chest wounds. So this is what his new girlfriend has said. I'm not saying I agree with what she did, but this ass eating game was 100,000%. So I understand why she flipped out, but I think she took it too far. She didn't have to kill him. Okay, ain't nobody got no time for that. First and foremost, who told them to do that? I'm just saying. Like, really? And then my thing is, for you to do that, that makes me feel like, what else are you willing to do? That's all. What else are you willing to do? I don't know. We got a caller calling in right now. Caller, you're now rocking with the True T. What's going on?
Yeah, what up? It's the One Chemist.
What's good, boy? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got the One Chemist in the house right now, live in the rack with the True T. What's been going on with you, man?
Ain't nothing, man. Just out here working on some music and working on some promo, trying to get stuff going. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I just want to thank you for definitely, you know, taking time out your busy schedule to really, you know, rock with us for real. And I mean, you know me. I've always, you know, followed your game. I'm glad that we got a chance to work together as well for real. But I want to say, like, it's people like yourself that's keeping hip hop alive for real. So I definitely want to, you know, really, salute you on that for real.
That's right.
Yeah, we're trying to, I know, stay motivated in this crazy time because, you know, music ain't what it is, so you got to do other things to keep you motivated to keep putting good music out, because if you don't motivate yourself, nothing else going to do it for you.
That's right.
So, you know, what type of advice would you give a upcoming MC or whatever who wanted to either break into the game or was already in the game?
The advice I would give them is just to stay consistent and stick to the craft and always just maintain being different. Try to stay in your own lane. Don't try to keep up with everybody else, because that's how you lose yourself. In order to become an individual, you gotta be yourself. You can't try to fit in. When you fit in, you know, you don't know who you are. You gotta have your identity. I tell them just to maintain his identity.
Right. All right. So tell us about this new banger that we're about to play right now called "I Need a Beat." Tell us about that.
This the new joint. I need a beat. New flavor mixed with a new vibe with a hard beat. It's back to the boom bap, the basics. So I need a beat. Is one of my hardest records. I got some other hard records, but this one, to me, is one of my dopest records that I created. So I need a beat. Mm-hmm. The new record that I got out is available on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, Rap Shady. You guys can go check it out. And it's off the Excellence of Execution album, which is coming this summer. And it got a few joints out there for y'all.
There we go.
All right.
So we're going to get into it right now. This is the One Chemist with I Need a Beat. Looking for the albums coming very soon. Let's get it.
with design. I'm a line you wouldn't cross without my nine lurking. I see my shine on your mind cause I rhyme certain ways. Now these niggas hate me cause they rap virgins. Your talents ain't built for the golden gym. You old news, the cycle, spinning rims. I keep it gutter cause I'm gutter in the gutter, dog. You not gutter, you just messing up the protocol. Phony niggas trying to copy what they see. Yet they sloppy and it's obvious they wanna be a G. Niggas got to be a mockery, how they rock on a beat. I keep you rocking, my style is impossible to defeat. Domination came as flow for a new nation. In my veins is the cure for the new Jason. Yeah, just call me Mr. Voorhees. I'm too psycho for these boys, please. I need a beat. One time, yeah, I can't live without my radio. I need a beat. Two times, yeah, I can't live without my radio. I need a beat. Three times, yeah, I can't live without my radio. I need a beat. Four times, yeah, I can't live without my radio. Even as I work on my grind, I show you what it's all about. I get my muscles up to par for the money route. See, I'ma make them feel destiny is theirs. And I snatch it out the sky once I ruin their career. Nigga, yeah, I'm coming for the crown and I'm well prepared. My body's strong like metal in the atmosphere. I never ran from a nigga in my lifetime. So shoot the fair if you dare, nigga, fight time. I go the limit, dig it, I'm authentic, fitting. Better than most, been the goat since the beginning. In a minute, Kim is doubted on his dream level. In endurance, but I smashed on the speed pedal. Yeah, bomb threats to the facility. You still clear, no fear, fighting the entity. I'm still here, hate is sick and they gotten rid of me. My only made a hell spawn enemy. Yo, I need a beat. One time, yeah, I can't live without my radio. I need a beat. Two times, yeah, I can't live without my radio. I need a beat. Three times, yeah, I can't live without my radio. I need a beat. Four times, yeah, I can't live without my radio. Ha! I see them walking up the wrong tree. I send shots to you dogs, put you all asleep. Order one can give you dog fleas. I put sores on your body permanently. Tip me, say goodbye to your body or your soul. Have you stroll as a ghost in society. Fire burns, homie, in the lighter bus lanes. Nigga, aim at your dame till you're obsolete. I get it in, why they hating on me? I go beside of my mind and tell it you are the only one compared to none, and I lunge for the crown. Whether mainstream, baby, or either underground, I got to sun them now. This what you want, then I punt, kick off your head till the field goal can touch the crowd. Wow, like a noun, first to place a thing, an ill person, a place for everything. I need a beat. One time, yeah, I can't live without my radio. I need a beat. Two times, yeah, I can't live without my radio. I need a beat. Three times, yeah, I can't live without my radio. I need a beat. Four times, yeah, I can't live without my radio.
I tell her, hate a whole lot.
I'm old school, you hate if you want to. I put a hole in them.
Tell her, hate a whole lot.
I told you, you coming at Boston, the whole team got a.
Tell her, hate a whole lot.
I float, Kimmer's got a ride on him, put the nine on him. I'm
tell
on
her, hate a whole lot.
Black, feel a clap from the Mac. Black.
Tell her, hate a.
Oh my God. Yo, Chemist. That shit crazy right there,
put
my
up your hand and put it up.
Yeah. So is there gonna be a video for that or what? What's going on with that?
I'm getting ready to get up with Jordan Tower Films to film that video. I'm gonna take my time a little bit creating the video, the whole concept of it, because
I'm not sure.
Right now, I'm gonna make sure it's special when it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm gonna say like this, bro. Let me tell you. When I first heard that on NYUR, and I heard it, and I heard how it was knocking the whole bit, like it's a feeling, mm-hmm. basically. And so, you know, I wish that a lot of artists could make music, you know, like that, where you could actually feel it and it's knocking for it. You know what I'm saying? Because I think, yeah. that, you know, what like real quick, like what do you think the, you know, where the state of music is in general, especially hip hop?
I normally have this conversation with a lot of people. I mean, like I said, it's you know, I'm in a new era to where it's like I can say how I feel and, you know, put out my opinion on what's going on in music, but it's a new time, so the younger kids might feel like this is what hip-hop really is, and, you know, people my age might feel like it has no sense to it or no feeling or no sense of direction, but, you know, I think for what it is, as long as music still, you know, out there, it's decent, but it's not, nothing's classic, nothing's, you know, timeless music, nothing has the soul that it once had. It used to be a soul in hip-hop. My soul is completely gone out of hip-hop. So now the body, the whole structure, the art form, you know, taking your time out. If you, even though we got maybe like 2-3 artists and maybe a few underground artists are still keeping it, the content alive, on the mainstream level is completely dead. That's what I mean.
Right.
It took the soul out of it. It became corporated, you know, media. That's all it's about, you know, corporations, money. You know, we chasing money and not the art form, and that's what's, you know, bringing us backwards. If we was to actually do the art form and become, you know, back to being artists, then it'd
yeah.
be actually more important. Now, hip-hop, this is pop. This pop now.
Right. Well, I'm going to tell you like this. It's like I can say that, you know, once your stuff comes out for real, I think that, you know, we'll have something out there that's like, you know, really just unbelievably refreshing. It's real, and, you know, you're speaking the truth on there for us. So I got to thank you for that. And how can people reach you?
You can reach me on you know, the Facebooks, the Instagram. You can always just type in The One Chemist, T-H-E-O-N-E-K-E-M-I-S-T. My name will pop up at different social networks. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube/Chemist234. That's my actual channel. Or you can get me on, let me see. It's a few. Just hit me up on the Google. And I'll pop up on there, and like I said, I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter,
right.
YouTube.
Okay.
Rap City, Spotify, Amazon. Of course, you can go pick up the single and the album, the EP, Words from the Soul, that's out now. And keep supporting, man, and reach out, show love, and I'll show love back.
I already know. Well, you already know. I thank you for calling in, and you already know I got much love for you for us. So this your home right here. You want to drop some new shit with us? Come back. And I need you to come back with us, bro. And no problem. And yeah, you all right now. And I got something new for you for I'm about to send it to your inbox right now. All right.
Okay.
So thanks so much.
All right, man. Have a good
one. All right. Right now we're going out. I got another artist real quick that's on the line right here. Hot Spitter, what's good?
What's good?
Bro, I just want to touch base with you real quick. Like, what's been going on with you?
It's pretty much been, I've been working on a couple of songs, you know, trying to get just going back at it.
Right. So, my question is, do you have anything new coming out soon?
Yes, I do got something out coming out soon. I got to be ready.
Okay. So tell us how can they reach you, you know, if they trying to collab with you or something like that.
If you're trying to collab with me, you can hit me up on my email. You can hit me up at spitterhot19@gmail.com if you want to do collabos and anything like that. If you want to just look up my music, go on SoundCloud, then you can go find me up there too. And it's gonna be shocking to you guys, but actually, I still go by Hot Spitter, but my new name is Mizzle King now. So y'all can look me up on Mizzle King, and you'll find me on SoundCloud. You'll find me on Facebook. I got a page. trying to build my fan base up. So.
That's what's up. So, thank you for calling in. If you, like he said, look him up, though, because, I mean, you know, the dude is hot for real. And, yeah, soon as that music is ready, come back here. We'll give you a full interview, the whole bit, and we're going to drop your new shit, all right?
All right, got that. Bet,
all right. All right, cool. All right, guys. See that right there? So, before we go, we want to say if you have not, you know, first of all, we had two great interviews. We had the one chemist, look him up. Like he said, look him up. He got videos out. I mean, the boy is hot for real. And he's a hard worker, family man, hard worker. So look him up, various things, get his album, you know, get his stuff. I'm trying to tell you. So it's real official. Also, we had Hot Spitter, you know, look him up as well for real. Out that CEO and out there in that Midwest, you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, I have
you
to
know,
look him up.
Yeah,
too.
Look him up. You gotta look him up. I'm trying to tell you, you know. And you know, he a part of, you know, or hopefully he's still a part of the whole LP Nation or whatever. So yeah, shout out to King Solo and LP.
Right.
Shout out to Cold Black Movement, which is with. Chemists and, you know, Chaos, and I mean, it's good. And like I say, I can't plug this enough. Get my new album. It's on Dadpiff and it is on Audio Mac. It's called Pain and Happiness Through Melody and Feelings Too. Like he said, I'm bringing back that soulful shit. You know what I'm saying? So this is what it is for real. You know what I mean?
Well,
and so
Kim
you
is
like
definitely
social
laid
shit.
It down.
Yeah, most definitely. And you see how we work together for real. You know, that track was hot.
And that
was on some shit from 2-3 years ago. So, and it's still still hot. You know what I'm saying? And all we're doing is progressing. So before we go, I got two things to say. One, anybody who has not, or three things. Anybody who's not seen Lemonade, try to find somebody who taped it or something and go look at that. You won't be able to get that hour and some odd minutes back, but it's worth the wait.
It's actually
also,
worth it.
Also, this is a message to Jay-Z. The you know, probably not gonna like it, but oh, you stupid.
Very, very much so.
Oh, you stupid. Your wife then told the world.
Sure did.
Your wife then told the world a couple things. One, that you cheated on, and two, that she got that bomb pussy.
Yeah.
So you cheat on a person, a woman who got bomb pussy, who holds you down, ride or die chick.
Yeah.
Been with you through all your ups and downs, trials and tribulations, all that shit. And you go with Becky, really?
Yep.
That bitch, bruh. Talk to me. Let me know something. I need to know what's up with you, because I've seen the bitch and shorty ugly to me anyway. You know, she looked like a fake Beyonce to me. I think she's trying to be Beyonce. You know, but we're gonna call her fiance or Deonce or Dion. Yeah, there you go, Dion.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and on top of all that, for real, I mean, you better be lucky that she didn't fully leave you, if she haven't already left you. I don't know. Because you look real sad in that video. You ain't look like you. And to close the show out, this is my impression of Jay-Z looking at this video.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Hold on. Hey, yo, B. You didn't tell me you was going to do that shit. What you mean? I know your pussy good. Yeah. Oh, shit. She going to fuck a bitch up. Oh, shit. I got to call my side piece. I mean, got to call my mama.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, I heard you going to call that side bitch. Go ahead and call Becky with the good hair. I know about the bitch.
Wow.
That's why I wrote about the bitch. Nah.
Oh my god.
Nah.
They telling me you ain't got a side piece.
Nah.
Mm.
Nah.
Wow.
It seems, I'm just saying, that just seemed like that's, if you look like you lost your best friend for real. And
yeah,
that's exactly what you get. You exactly what you get. And that's exactly the reason why I say all the time, if you're going to cheat, you know the saying, guys. You fuck up, make sure, well, you know the rest.
You,
we
want to
thank everybody for calling in today.
They
and here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. Guys, if you got, and it's not about her being Beyonce, not at all. If you got a woman that's down for you, be down for her. If you don't want to be down for her, leave it alone. Y'all friends, be friends. If you be more, be more. But keep it real. It's nothing about keeping the 100. I learned the hard way. So I'm saying something that I'm definitely practicing now. Keep it 100 with the person. And Jay, once again, you are not the Dougie Day. You're the camel of the day.
Yes.
Because after listening to her songs, and to know that you messed around with a on a Houston chick at that.
That's
I'll do
right.
That again.
A-Shine in the building.
She's gonna go third world trill on you real quick.
And that's where
and
I'm from.
And she sound like she's serious. She gonna call them niggas on you. She gonna call them boys on you.
She getting the girls from around the corner.
That's even worse. You know who's gonna come and whip that ass, Jay? Her whole girl band.
Yes. And they look rough.
they look like each one of them did a 5-year stint. It was a joke. So don't come back to me, because I don't need none of you bull dykes coming at me, because all you guys look like you guys like carpet more than the carpet on my floor. Anyway,
wow.
So
yes, time for good night.
Yeah, so good night, and as Oprah was saying, you get caught.
I love Harpo, I do.
Yeah, you know, she loves Harpo, but what she also loves is Gail's carpet.
Wow. That's it.
What she doesn't like. Which he doesn't like is Stedman. But anyway, so we.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We must go.
If you're confused on what I'm talking about, just remember this right here.
Mm-hmm.
Oprah's dry snatch will be in the next Star Wars episode 13. If you was wondering what you know what they blew up. It was her.
Okay, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the True Tea.
Yes, thanks for tuning in. we're gonna get out of here for real because we got other stuff we gotta do. But if the FCC doesn't ban us, we'll be back tomorrow.
Yep.
And then tomorrow we'll see how much other crap we can get away with.
That's right.
And crap meaning, you know, two girls, one cup.
Okay. Good night. Switchblade is going to sign off of here. My gosh.
Yeah. Crap like Nick Cannon's album. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.